Now, Myanmar's Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh have taken to the streets to demand respect for their basic rights. Take a look.
Yes, Rohingya, not Bengali. Yes, Rohingya, not Bengali. Yes, Rohingya, not Bengali. Yes, Rohingya, not Bengali. Yes, Rohingya.
The UN peacekeepers should be there during our repatriation. We must get our citizenship. Rohingyas are citizens and Myanmar must accept it. We want free movement, religious freedom and schooling for our children.
Groups of refugees carried banners that read, "We want justice." They also shouted slogans in support of the United Nations and its efforts to end their plight. The protest comes as the UN chief Antonio Guterres and the World Bank president Jim Yong Kim visit Rohingya camps in Bangladesh. In a joint news conference, Guterres said even the most basic rights of the Rohingya have always been violated. Also, Kim said the World Bank would provide up to $480 million in aid to help the Rohingya in Bangladesh. He said everyone had a right to be protected against their fear of discrimination. Joining us via Skype from Washington, D.C. is Myra Dagaipa, coordinator with the U.S. campaign for Burma. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. It seems that they're joining us on the line. We couldn't connect that Skype there. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, my first question to you is about the efforts of the U.N. and the World Bank when it comes to providing that relief to the Rohingya in Bangladesh. Has it gone far enough, in your opinion?
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for having me. I'd say, I mean, providing humanitarian assistance is not a bad thing. It's very good, but it is only going to last for a certain amount of time. But that is not going to reduce the violation of human rights, the basic human rights of the Rohingya population. So while we are supporting feeding people, giving them humanitarian assistance, which is a one-time fix thing, we also have to look into the permanent fix. And that is very slowly fall on the UN to do something about it. Political solution is more important than humanitarian solution.
Right now, there has been criticism on the part of many that the international community, world leaders, do not have that political will to go beyond just relief and aid efforts. They don't have that political will to actually pressure the Myanmarese government into giving the Rohingyas their right.
Absolutely. The international community, for whatever reason, I don't understand why they don't have the heart of trying to fix the real problem. They just like to do easy stuff, like because they have money, so they give money, but is it a solution? It's not a solution. But then in their mouth, they also wanted to talk about human rights, basic human rights, which is a shame for me. If you wanted to talk about human rights, when you have that sole power, why don't you make use of it? Put it into action. Don't just talk. Like in November last year, the Security Council strongly condemned the government violence against the Muslim population. But at the same time, they didn't do anything. They came out with a strong resolution, but that's about it. They didn't put anything into action.
And the EU recently released a list of 7 individuals that they were sanctioning because of their involvement in the repression of the Rohingya. Do you think that went far enough?
That is nothing close to what has to be done. And don't think that, I mean, I'm just saying this to everybody, the international community, especially the world leaders. Don't think that the Burmese government is very keen to bring about justice and accountability to the perpetrators. They just do this just for their PR. They do this for the sake of their name to make it sound better a little bit. But guess what? Down the road, those people who are sanctioned, they are considered as the heroes of the country because they've been sanctioned by the international community. But the problem is that the perpetrator, the killer, the one who gives the order, nobody dares to touch it. And that is so frustrating.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Myra Dagipa, the coordinator with the U.S. campaign for Burma, joining us on the line from Washington, D.C. Ma'am, thank you very much indeed for taking the time out to speak to us here on Press TV.
Thank you, ma'am.